What is this universe made of? Believe it or not, we've known since 1998 that 96% of the cosmos is made of unknown stuff. Not merely unknown as in we know nothing about virtually all of the 100 billion planets in our galaxy. No, this ignorance goes much deeper. Essentially, it's that 96% of the universe seems composed of entities that are neither some form of light nor any of the 92 elements or their constituent particles. A quick inventory of the known cosmos reveals the most common item to be photons, bits of light of various kinds. The next most abundant item is the tiny particle called the neutrino. A trillion of them pass through each of your fingernails each second. Neutrinos weigh almost nothing, and they don't clump together to form anything. They simply fly through stuff as if it isn't there. Neutrinos keep passing through the entire Earth in a 20th of a second, then continue on as if nothing happened. Now we get to more substantial subatomic particles like electrons and quarks. Electrons don't combine with anything, not even their fellow electrons. But quarks do, and always come in groups of three to form all the stuff in every atom's nucleus. Altogether, the observable universe contains a lot of these particles, a one followed by 80 zeros. All these known entities comprise just 4% of the cosmos. The rest is either dark matter, which is invisible but has gravity, or dark energy, a total mystery. All we know is that it's an anti-gravity force making everything expand faster and faster. Dark energy also makes non-stop particles and antiparticles spring briefly into existence in every tiny piece of space, then vanish again. It probably caused the Big Bang. So, that's the universe. And we didn't even consider what's over the horizon, receding faster than light, of which there's at least 10,000 times more than all the stuff we do see. But does this make you feel small? I don't feel small. Just stupid. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.